This is Dr. Mejia, the chair for the patient Jasmine Gomez, Medical Records 151-659, the present 7/23/1982, referring physician Dr. Elizabeth Fisher. Procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure September 21st, 2022. Indications, heartburn, abdominal pain, history of dysphagia, post-diagnosis, impression one, status post-gastric bypass. Number two, otherwise normal EGD, peer paragraph, Stefan insertion, jejunal loops, complications done immediately, medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia, care, peer paragraph, open procedure, after focus was obtained. After phone consent was obtained, patients put in the left lateral decubitus position, periscope was introduced into the anal rectal area, advanced through the esophagus into the stomach. Into the jejunal loops through the anastomosis without complications. For examination performed for withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitoring, the procedure period. Paragraph. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, peer paragraph, esophagus appear normal, biopsies taken from mid, distal, and proximal esophagus without eosinophilic esophagitis, peer paragraph. Stomach. Stomach remnant in smoke, consistent with status post-gastric bypass anatomy, period. Anastomosis appear normal. Period. Jejunal loops examined appear normal. Peer biopsies taken from jejunal loops throughout celiac disease. Period. Biopsies taken from the body of the stomach throughout H. pylori. Peer paragraph. Recommendations one. Photopathology reports. Number two, anterior inflammations. Number three, avoid NSAIDs. Number four, monitor clinic. Next number. Patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks.